Presents. Distributed and marketed by Gurok Zambia Limited. Quality that's forever.
We talk like that.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashbacks, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 8:01. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema calls for digital revolution in Africa. Police cautions persons behind Facebook post titled PF to begin countrywide protest. In global news, Gaza ceasefire talks underway as Israelis mark 2 years since October 7th. A very good evening to you. My name is Constance Mazina Mwenga with the Phoenix FM Main News at 18 hours. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated his call on African countries to invest in digitization to enhance trade and collaboration. Speaking at the official opening of the 2025 Digital Government Africa Summit in Lusaka today, President Hichilema highlighted the need for a platform that will accelerate Africa's transformation agenda for economic expansion. The president has stressed the importance of a digital revolution in the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, saying it is crucial for Africa to change its fortunes. He has expressed concern that Africa is the least continent to engage in intracontinental trade, with African countries often trading with each other through platforms outside Africa.
Our digital pledge colleagues' third year running is that last year we urged Africa to prioritize digitization as the driver of transformation. Today, we renew that pledge. We reiterate that pledge because it's vitally important that we continue working on that path. Digital identity is crucial, and inclusive services, as you have heard already, happen to be our foundation for us to achieve our aspirations of a greater Africa. And I'm one who is clear what a greater Africa means, an Africa that takes its place, its position in the global community, not at the back of the queue.
At the same event, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati reiterated the significance of technology advancement in creating opportunities for economic growth.
Technology is at its best when it brings people together. And digital transformation is about creating the bridge to opportunity, to prosperity, and breaking the barrier down that disconnects us.
In more news, Zambia Police Service has warned individuals behind a Facebook post purporting to represent the Patriotic Front, PF, and titled PF to begin countrywide demonstrations until state gives back PF. Inspector General of Police, Graphael Msamba, has described the post, which also alleges that the protests will start at the home of PF faction leader Robert Chavinga, as insightful and a threat to public order. Mr. Msamba says authorities are monitoring the social media page responsible for circulating the message and has expressed concern that such content may be intended to provoke lawlessness. He has warned that anyone found attempting to organize or promote unlawful demonstrations will face arrest and persecution. While acknowledging the constitutional right to peaceful assembly, Mr. Msamba says such rights must be exercised within the limits of the law, adding that any actions outside these boundaries will not be tolerated and will be dealt with firmly.
The Zambia Police Service has noted with grave concern a Facebook post circulating on a page purporting to represent the Patriotic Front, PF, titled PF to begin countrywide demonstrations until state gives back PF, demo starting at Robert Chavinga's house. The content of this page has repeatedly carried statements that border on incitement to lawlessness and the commission of public disorder. Zambia Police Service is closely monitoring this page.
In more news, government has expressed satisfaction with progress of the ongoing construction of over 800 housing units at the Buffalo Park Barracks in Lusaka's Chalala area. The project, which resumed in 2023 after being stalled since 2019 due to delays in funding from a Chinese bank, has now reached 87% completion. Speaking to journalists shortly after touring the units, Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala said government remains committed to providing decent accommodation for the men and women in uniform. Mr. Chalala says the initiative will go a long way in reducing the housing deficit among the service personnel, further noting that the benefits will also extend to the local community. He also confirmed that the contractor, Zhongmei Group of Companies, has been fully paid since government took over the project in 2023.
This project you've seen is one of many that the government has really committed that they are going to finish them. Remember that this project stalled way back in 2019, and when government came in 2021, President Hichilema actually committed that all those projects that are above 50%, they'll be funded and they'll be completed. And this project, as you've seen, it was funded in 2023, and today as we speak, it's above 85%. It just shows you how committed this government is to alleviate the challenges that the men and women in uniform are facing. Once this project is completed, 816 houses, they will be offloaded to our men and women in uniform in the Zambia Army.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Architect and Project Manager Mwemba Kakandila said the project is progressing according to plan, within budget, and that the quality of work is satisfactory.
Our role here as infrastructure is really to monitor the progress of the project and ensure that it's being carried out as planned and to budget and with the quality that we as government approve. This project, the contractor has been very compliant and has used local consultants, so we are grateful for that, and also local subcontractors. Those are some of the requirements that we as government have put in place for this project.
And the contractor, Zhongmei Group of Companies project, through its manager, Zhi Jing, revealed that the project, And the contractor, Zhongmei Group of Companies project, through its manager, Yi Jing, revealed that the project is expected to be completed by November next year.
The sewer, we are at 70%. Right now here, we are working on the sewer line. And the sewer line will be from the Buffalo Park side to Chilimpulu Road, cross junction.